Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have an exciting half hour coming up today. It's really an honor of mine to be able to speak with Sonia Fuentes. If the name sounds familiar, she's the co-founder of the organization NAIL, the National Organization for Women, but she does so much more than that. She has been very active over the years in equality for all. We're going to talk to her not only about her journey that has really, I think, made her one of the shining stars of this country and our world, but also talk to her about how her past has really shaped the person she's become as an individual who came to the United States in the 1930s, how the things that she's been through helped to prepare her for the world that she's living in today. Also, during our musical break, you'll be listening to new music from recording artist David M. His single, Lest We Forget, will be played today as well, so we're looking forward to that. Again, a great half hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the show this Saturday afternoon. As I said, though, the highlight of our day is our interview with Ms. Sonia Fuentes. Sonia, thank you so much for being on Conversations today.
I'm happy to be on with you, Cyrus.
Well, this is truly an honor, and I say that really with all seriousness for me. I've been looking forward to this interview now for a couple of weeks, and I was so glad that you agreed to come on. We're going to talk about, of course, the work that you have been able to do. You're also an author as well, Sonia, but I have to say, when you look at what you have done, especially when it deals with equality, when you hear people talk about the different accomplishments that you have acquired over the years and the work you've done, what goes through your mind about how all of this has been made possible for you?
Well, I feel very fortunate at this age to have the rich and fulfilling life that I do, and I'm grateful for every day that I have.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your journey actually started not here in the United States, but actually what some might consider as a perilous time. In the 1930s, we know what was going on with Germany at that time, some horrific crimes being committed. Your family came here during that whole episode. How do you think that has shaped the person you have become and the way that you look at the way people are treated and the respect they're given?
Well, it certainly shaped my life completely. It isn't that some would consider that a perilous time. Everybody would consider that a perilous time, and we're talking about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And I was born in Berlin, Germany, as you know, and I was 5 years old when Hitler came to power, and my family and I had lived in Germany for over 20 years. Although my parents were born in Poland, but we had to flee the country where they lived in and where I was born for our lives. So
yeah.
Certainly that had an effect on everything I've done since because we had to flee because we were Jews.
Right. Do you think, Sonia, that because of the perseverance and the fight for survival, and that's what I look at your story and so many others, individuals who made those very hurtful decisions, because for some it's not always easy to leave the land that you've always known. Do you think that seeing the way that they were able to handle situations, that is one of the things that you got from them, is that tenacity that they had?
I never thought about that before, so I don't know. My parents were very important, as most people's parents are, in shaping me. I don't know whether it was their tenacity or who they were altogether or the kind of lives they lived, but my parents are an integral part of my life and a pretty big part of my memoir.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They've certainly had a tremendous effect on me, and one of the reasons I wrote my book was that I wanted to preserve my parents' lives because life is different today from the kind of life they had in a shtetl, which is a Yiddish word for village, in Poland. And that population was basically wiped out. So it's a life that no longer exists, and I wanted to preserve it.
Yeah, something that is so needed today because a lot of times, I mean, I think a lot of us, I mean, especially my generation, don't always have the full appreciation of the history that's made our lives possible. So it's so great to be able to have accounts like yours to be able to remind us of where not only this country has come from, but also the world has come from and the people in it. For those that are just tuning in either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege and honor of speaking with Sonia Fuentes. She's the co-founder of the organization NOW, the National Organization for Women, but she's so much more than that. As you just heard her talk about, she's also an author, a well-respected speaker all around the world. And then, of course, she's an individual who's really dedicated her life to fighting for equality for all. You know, it seems like such a, especially in 2012, Sonia, and I'm curious as your thoughts on this, it seems so odd for us to still be talking about equality, considering where we have come from. Has it surprised you that even though we've made great strides, that we are still struggling when it comes to everyone having equal rights?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think this is a fight that will go on forever. I am delighted that the progress that's been made in my lifetime. But it is a fight that will go on forever because as soon as anyone or any group is different, the majority will be fearful of them or won't like them or they'll be the unknown or whatever and will treat them differently. So this is a fight that I'm sad to say will never end, although hopefully it will decrease and get better, but it's always going to be with us, and we always have to be vigilant.
Sonia, last year I celebrated my 8th year on the radio and 4 years that we've been broadcasting this show online, and one of the honors for that year was to have my then 88-year-old grandmother come on the show for the very first time. She's never been on the show before. And to talk about her own life. And it struck me that there was a time that not only could she not have voted and had her voice heard, that she wasn't even seen as an individual who should have a voice. When it comes to that, do you think then the way that you have grown up, leaving Germany at 5 years old, under the situation that you did, the horrible situation, that then made you an individual that did not want to see anybody have to suffer or feel less than?
No question. Of course. But it was strengthened because when I was a child, we lived in the Catskill Mountains of New York, and a summer resort, although we lived there all year round. Mm-hmm. And I had childhood asthma. And a doctor who tried to help me and couldn't suggested to my parents that they take me to a warm climate that maybe I'd do better in Florida. So that began the practice in my family of their driving down to Florida for the winter with me. Mm. Eventually we found out through tests that I was allergic to a lot of things, and my mother took me off them and then put me back on them, and I've never had a problem since. But the point was we drove from up north through Florida. And in driving through the southern states, I would see the segregated water fountain, segregated benches, segregated restrooms, and also racist headlines in the newspapers. And this had a terrible, striking effect on me. So that coming on top of the situation in Germany really molded me.
Yeah. And I think you have then become an inspiration for so many people to let them know what is possible and what they can do in their own lives. You know, I guess to be called a role model, I was noticing on one website someone said that you were an icon. When you hear things like that, does it make it easier for you to? Because, I mean, the work that you're doing is not easy. That's why so many people don't do it. But does it make it easier to know that there are people who actually appreciate the work that you do and that you're motivating them to make whatever changes they can in the world around them?
Well, one of the pleasures I have in my life is that I'm in touch with young women, some of whom I mentor. And it is very gratifying to see young women who are carrying on the fight and will carry on the fight. So I enjoy that a great deal.
Yeah, and I know so many others do as well. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Sonia Fuentes, the co-founder of Now, but she's also an author that has gotten a great deal of attention, as she should. But she's an individual who has really made a mark by fighting for equality for all. And that is something that people literally around the world have gotten to know her for. And this issue of equality, you talk about, of course, your books as well, Sonia, and we want to get into the books here in a moment. We're going to take a break, but I want to mention this part about your writing, because it seems like for me, when I look at the world and look at it, and I just made the comment about you took a road that not many would take. Do you think that fear, and I talk a lot about fear on this program, do you think that fear is one of the reasons why more people don't get involved, that they do just, you know, do just settle, and they just accept whatever comes to them?
I think, I don't know if it's fear. I think most people are busy making a living for their families, and they don't have the luxury of fighting for causes. They're just involved in their day-to-day life.
Yeah. And so do you think, though, that individuals like yourself that have been able to do what you do, even though it has been on such a large scale, and like I keep mentioning a worldwide scale, because as we're talking about and what you have coming up, I mean, you are literally involved in things around this world. Do you think, though, that, you know, more people, when they see what you have been able to do, will they begin to think about what they may be able to do in their own areas to bring about the change that they want to see in the world, though?
Well, that would be nice. I would hope so.
Yeah, and that is one of the things that I hope as well, because I think, you know, one thing I personally feel is that even though we may not be able to do everything that we want to do, it is definitely possible for us to do something. And that, to me, is the seed. That's how it all starts. In my opinion, is how we were able to see progress being made. And that is, of course, someone making a decision that we're not going to just continue on the path that we're going on, that we are, you know, going to be able to do more. You mentioned, again, the book, you know, of course, chronicling your own parents. But also you talk about, I feel like, the importance of realizing your own self and your own power. Can you, Sonia, and what you feel as though is so important about individuals realizing the importance of taking care of themselves and their own situations in life?
Well, my life really just evolved. I never had any kind of plan or a master plan or even not a master plan. My life just evolved from one step to the other. But when you talked about having an effect, I remember that when I was a child and when I was in high school, I saw the world in a way that I didn't see how I could ever have an effect on the world, and which I was always interested in doing. And now I realize that isn't as difficult as it seems. You can't always do it yourself, but if you join with like-minded people, wherever you happen to be, there's much that you can accomplish.
Right. I totally agree. And that, to me, is the exciting part of life, for me, because I realize that, you know, it is possible. Things are possible. We don't have to just go with what we've always known or what we've always seen. And when I look at the work that you've done with Now and also just in equality across the board, that to me is one of the big messages. That's one of the takeaways for me, that you don't have to let the status quo be the way things continue. Just because it's been a certain way, it doesn't always have to be that way. And that to me shows our individual power and the decision that each one of us have to make in our own lives, I think, as well. Again, Sonia Fuentes is our guest, the co-founder of NOW, but also an individual who's a big advocate for equal rights. Sonia, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit more about what you have coming up for 2012. We know you have some great things that you're going to be doing. We're going to share that with our listeners and how they can find out more information about you and your books as well, okay? As I mentioned, we have new music today from David M. Lest We Forget is a song that he actually did for the Martin Luther King birthday, but I think it's so appropriate not only for this conversation I'm having today with Sonia, but also as a lot of people are recognizing February as Black History Month to remind us of how far things have changed and what we have to do to continue producing change. Here's David M. with Lest We Forget.
We have up to now been no match for the Big Five.
That all men can live with dignity. I have a dream this afternoon. When all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing with the Negroes in the spiritual of all, free at last, free at last.
Oh,
That was David M. with Lest We Forget here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. You know, a very powerful song. I had an opportunity to interview David M. last week. He actually lives in Jamaica. He joined us live by Skype on the program. And I think one of the great things about him and the messaging of that is that how important it is that we know the things that have happened in this world so that we make sure that we don't continue the same mistakes. Another individual who is making great strides to change things today is our guest, Sonia Fuentes. She is the co-founder of NOW, the National Organization of Women, but also an individual who has really made bringing equality one of the big things in her life. Sonia, you know, you've been very active. We've talked about, you know, your work as not only an advocate, but also an author, a motivational speaker. Tell us a little bit about what you have coming up for 2012 that our listeners should be looking for.
Well, I'm looking toward a very exciting year. Some of it has to do with the fact that last September, I made a 10-day trip to Germany and Belgium. I went to Germany as a guest of the German Foreign Office with seven other people. Six were Americans and one was a Canadian. We were seven Jewish people that the German Foreign Office invited us to come to Germany on a tour called Jewish Life in Germany. Hmm. And then I went to Belgium for 3 days as a guest of the City of Antwerp and the Red Star Line Museum. The Red Star Line Museum will open in the spring of 2013, and it's dedicated to the Red Star shipping line, which brought people to the United States from Antwerp beginning in 1873 until sometime in 1934. And my family and I came in 1934. And my family and I will be featured in that museum. Okay. And I hope to attend the opening in the spring of 2013 as the guest of the museum. So because of that trip, I was so affected by it that I've written an article about that trip, which will appear in a Canadian magazine called Outlook, Canada's progressive Jewish magazine, in two installments, starting with the March-April 2012 issue. And Outlook has a website, so people will be able to read that article online. So that's, in addition, I am giving a speech on that trip on February 23rd at 2 o'clock at Temple Beth Israel on Longboat Key, Florida, which is part of Sarasota County. In addition to that, I'm in touch with some people who might want to make a documentary about me, and that's only in the beginning stages. Mm. And finally, I'm looking forward to the visit of the Vice Mayor of Antwerp for Culture, Tourism, and Public Worship. His name is Philip Halen. He will be coming to the town where I live, Sarasota, Florida, for a week beginning on February 14th. He's coming here in connection with the opening at our Ringling Museum of an exhibition on the famous Belgian painter Rubens. And I'm looking forward to going with Philip to the official opening of that exhibit on the 15th of February.
Wow. And, you know, again, you know, just listening to you talk about those things you have coming up, it is so exciting because, again, more and more individuals will be reminded of history and also, I think, their own part of it and seeing what you've been able to do, you know, living history right in front of them. So, I mean, what a privilege to be able to carry on this message and also, I think, to be an example because that's how what I look at you as an example of what is possible. So, again, for our listeners to be able to stay in contact with everything that's going on with you, Sonia, where's the best place for them to find you online?
Well, I have a Facebook page, and in addition, I have a website. It's got a peculiar URL, which was selected by my wonderful webmaster, but it's www.erraticimpact.com/Fuentes. And the Erratic Impact is spelled E-R-R-A-T-I-C-I-M-P-A-C-T. And people can email me at spfuentes@comcast.net.
Well, Sonia, it has again been a great honor to have you on the show, to be able to share with our listeners parts of your story and also the impact that you have been able to make on others. You know, I always ask our guests, because I think it's so important, when people are thinking about a takeaway, what should I take away from this conversation? What would you want to say to individuals to inspire them? To know what is possible in their own lives, looking at what you've done coming to this country at the age of 5 under horrible situations, dealing with, of course, when the world was dealing with, as you said, the Holocaust, and knowing that, you know, your coming here was an opportunity for new life. What do you hope individuals will take away from your own story that will help them look at their lives a little differently?
Okay, I'd like to answer that question, but I'd also like to give people the name of my memoir, which
is written
with humor and which I think they'd enjoy reading. And it's called Eat First, You Don't Know What They'll Give You, The Adventures of an Immigrant Family and Their Feminist Daughter. And it's available from Amazon.com, and it's available in hardback, in softcover, and for Kindle.
Okay.
Now, as to what people can take away, I would just say, first of all, get all the education that you need for whatever it is you might want to do in the world in the future, because that's something that's like money in the bank, and it stays with you forever. Beyond that, keep your eyes open. You start from where you are, and if you see something that you believe is an injustice, stop right there and ask yourself what you can do, with whom you can join, if you need to join with somebody else, to do something about that particular piece of injustice that has crossed your path. And that will lead to other things.
Right. I think that is great advice. And it's something, again, keeping your eyes open. I love that. I think that is how a lot of us do allow these things to continue, that we walk around really with the eyes figuratively closed to anything that doesn't, we don't feel like necessarily involve us. I think that's great advice, Sonia. And again, congratulations on all of your success and all the great things coming up with you this year. Sonia Fuentes has been our guest, the co-founder of NOW, and really an advocate for equality, but an inspiration, I think, for people all around the world as well. Sonia, it's been a real pleasure, and I look forward to standing up.
Thank you. That'll be my pleasure.
All right, take care. We're going to take a break here on the radio side of our program. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us live to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the afternoon. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.